It's time for the 101.5 Fishing Report, brought to you each and every week, all season long, by local independent Mountain Hardware and Sports. When you're planning your next adventure, whether you're pitching a tent, paddling a canoe, or floating the day away on the Truckee River, Mountain Hardware and Sports has the gear to get you there. Stock up on top quality camping and hiking essentials, from durable backpacks and sleeping bags to camp stoves and trail snacks. If you're headed to the water, they've got canoes, float tubes, and all the accessories to make your trip unforgettable. With expert advice and trusted brands, you'll be ready for anything the great outdoors throws your way. Shop gear at any of their four locations or shop online at mountainhardwareandsports.com. The Truckee River is in excellent shape this week, especially for early risers. Morning temperatures in the low 50s and steady flows, 301 CFS at Tahoe City, 335 through Truckee, and 549 CFS at Ferret are providing perfect conditions before midday heat. Flows in the canyon are near perfect. PMDs and caddis are the main hatch and fueling consistent action, with peak activity around 10 in the morning and again near dusk. The evening caddis hatch is amazing at this time. Dry hopper rigs are fishing well all day. Nymphing is solid in seams and riffles, and streamers in the canyon are producing some hefty browns. Reports include fish up to 24 inches. Keep a thermometer handy, and once the water hits 68 degrees, it's time to call it a day. Get out early and you could hook into something special. Some fly favorites to try this week on the Truckee River are caddis emergers size 16, green rockworms size 16, squirmy worms size 16, elk hair caddis size 16, EC caddis size 12 through 14, sculpzillas, split case pale morning dun size 16, pheasant tails size 14 through 18, and beadless pheasant tails size 16. The Little Truckee River remains a prime destination for technical dry fly enthusiasts. Flows are steady at 103 CFS, and water temperatures are holding in the mid-50s throughout the day thanks to cold releases from Stampede. Clear water makes for great sight fishing, but the trout here are smart and require careful presentation. PMDs dominate the hatch list, with activity starting around 9 in the morning and mellowing around 2 in the afternoon. Midges and hoppers are also appearing throughout the day to round out the menu. Hopper dropper setups are catching fish throughout the afternoon, and tight line nymphing is effective in deeper runs. Long leaders, fine tippet, and accurate drifts are the key to success. Most trout are in the 14 to 18 inch class, but there are some bruiser browns over 20 inches showing up in the evenings. Some fly favorites to try on the Little Truckee River this week are pale morning duns size 14 through 16, film critics size 16, elk hair caddis size 18, midge emergers size 22, Burke's pale morning duns size 16, zebra midges size 20, baby boy hoppers size 12, Dave hoppers size 12, or flossy worms. If you're hitting the trail or heading to the lake, before you pack up, swing by Mountain Hardware and Sports for all your outdoor apparel needs. From rugged hiking boots and wide-brimmed hats to lightweight beachwear and moisture-wicking layers, they've got you covered, literally. Whether you're chasing summits or soaking up sun, their expert team will help you gear up in comfort and style. Shop apparel and footwear in-store at any of their four locations. Let's head out to the lakes, where fishing at Donner Lake has been fair, with the best action coming early in the morning. Surface temperatures are sitting in the mid-60s, and while the kokanee bite has slowed, a few pods are still hanging at 40 to 50 feet. Pink or chartreuse hoochies behind the dodger are your best bet. Mackinaw are deeper at 120 to 130 feet and responding to white tube jigs and silver spoons. Shore anglers have had luck at the West End Ramps and China Cove with worms and power bait. As the sun climbs, boat traffic and warming water tend to quiet the bite down. Boca Reservoir continues to produce for both boat and shore anglers, though summer heat has tapered off the kokanee bite. Trout fishing is still solid, especially near the dam, with worms and salmon eggs, power bait, and small spoons getting the job done. Surface temperatures in the low 60s are pushing fish deeper as the day warms. The lake remains full, providing plenty of access and good fishing opportunities all around at Boca. Stampede Reservoir is full and cool, holding surface temperatures in the lower 60s. Kokanee action has slowed, but trout are still feeding near coves and rocky points in the early hours. Bass are steady at 20 to 25 feet and hitting finesse presentations. By mid-morning, most fish slide into deeper water, so focusing on structure and shade lines during first light will give you the best shot at Stampede. Prosser Creek Reservoir has been producing consistent catches for both trout and bass. The reservoir is around 95% full, with surface temperatures in the low to mid-60s. Shore fishing near the dam at sunrise and sunset with worms, salmon eggs, or power bait has been productive, while trollers are finding suspended trout around 50 feet. As with most area lakes, the morning hours are the most reliable. And finally, fishing is strong on Lake Tahoe for those targeting deeper water. Surface temperatures are in the mid-60s, warming slightly in sheltered areas. Mac and R are stacked at 400 to 600 feet and biting for anglers jigging or trolling. Kokanee are showing around 100 feet in South Lake Tahoe, taking bright spoons and hoochies. Rainbows and browns are cruising near creek mouths, while trout fishing is best at first light or late evening, while trolling 30 to 40 feet along the west shore. Fly anglers can find action with nymphs early and dries during calm evening hours. That's it for this week's 101.5 Fishing Report. Until next time, tight lines. The weekly 101.5 Fishing Report brought to you by Mountain Hardware and Sports. Whether you're a seasoned angler or a beginner with your first rod and reel, Mountain Hardware and Sports is your go-to destination for all things fishing. Visit any of their stores in Truckee, Incline Village, and Blairsden for all of your fishing essentials and get advice on where to head out on the water for the day. You can also learn more about Mountain Hardware and Sports by visiting their website, mountainhardwareandsports.com.
Went to the hardware, got me a hook.
Placed that line right on that hook.
Boy, I've been fishing all